Hi, everybody. Welcome to Brazil Workers Podcast by CSP com Lutas Labor and People's Federation from São Paulo. My name is Samia Gabriela Teixeira, and every week we launch a new episode about labor and people's issues. On August 10, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro organized a military parade with tanks around Parliament and Supreme Court in Brasilia. The parade lasted 8 minutes only. It was the first military parade with tanks in Brasilia since the end of the dictatorship in 1985. President Bolsonaro wants to put pressure on Parliament, which is about to vote down the changes in the electronic ballot box system demanded by him.
Politicians of all stripes called the parade of Navy tanks, armored personnel carriers and amphibious vehicles a form of intimidation hours before lawmakers were set to vote on a constitutional amendment backed by Bolsonaro.
Bolsonaro also wants to show the military commanders on his side as his popularity is going down. CSP com Lutas opposes Bolsonaro's authoritarian drives and calls on the working class to stand up and fight back any military coup attempt, as well as the curbing of civil liberties. On August 7, thousands of Argentinian workers took the streets to demand jobs. The protesters walked from San Cayetano Church to the Plaza de Mayo, the site of the presidential building Casa Rosada. San Cayetano is the patron saint of the unemployed. Currently, 42% of Argentinians are poor and 10% have no jobs. The country has been in economic recession and high inflation since 2018. On August 10, CSP com Lutas sent a delegation to the Cuban consulate in São Paulo to demand the release of all political prisoners related to July 11 people's protests in Cuba. The Cuban Observatory for Human Rights denounced that 757 protesters were arrested or disappeared. On August 5, Cuban authorities announced that 62 protesters had already been on trial. The 17-year-old Gabriela Zequeira was found guilty for public disorder and sentenced to 8 months in jail. CSP com Lutas stands for dropping all charges and releasing all political prisoners.
We are here in front of the Cuban consulate in São Paulo, Brazil, to demand Cuban authorities to release immediately all political prisoners of the July 11th mobilizations in Cuba.
At the same time, CSP com Lutas demands American authorities to end the criminal embargo that U.S. has imposed on Cuba for 60 years.
We also stand in solidarity with the Cuban people against the criminal embargo that America carries out against Cuba, and we believe that the Cuban people must be free to decide about their future. Freedom for all political prisoners in Cuba.
CSP com Lutas sent a message of solidarity with the comrade Zuhair Hamadi, the General Secretary of the UMT Labor Federation, who was suspended by the company WebHelp Maroc. Recently, the UMT elected shop stewards at WebHelp Maroc sites in Rabat, Kenitra, and Fez. CSP com Lutas demands WebHelp Maroc Board of Directors to drop the suspension of Comrade Zuhair Hamadi and stop union busting. Check the message of Fabio Bosco from the International Caucus of CSP com Lutas. The Brazilian Labor and People's Federation CSP com Lutas demands Comrade Zuhair Hamadi's right to immediate return to work. Workers of all the world, unite! So, that's all. We will be here again next week. Thank you all for listening our weekly podcast. Solidarity forever!